Okay, what I'm going to try and do is sync up with the intro.
Sync up with it? What do you mean?
I'm going to say the intro. I'm going to try and sync up with it since we can't hear it.
Oh.
Initiating transmission. Data received. Boom, boom, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You are now plugged into Action Features.
You're way off, right?
Maybe.
Though, because
it might be right. It might be way on.
Or are you gonna try and like?
No, I'm not gonna edit it at all.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm just gonna start it when it starts.
So that's good. You got your ringer off?
It's off, my friend.
I got flicking tongue venom out of the drawer today.
Yeah.
You see this?
I guess if you're gonna have
sound effect.
Yep.
From the Marvel superheroes.
Could be a worse action feature.
I think it's cool. I wanted this figure really bad when it was out.
Yeah.
As you seen on the back of the package, and I never saw it in stores.
That's why you got that one.
That's why I got that one. And I discovered him today in the drawer, and I was like, oh, look at this flicking tongue venom that's still here.
Bonus!
There it is. Hey, everybody, it's episode
20
of Action Features.
2.0.
Man. That's crazy.
Can you believe it?
We have never, you know, actually done anything. Like we've said before, yeah. We've talked a big game. We've never done anything.
Lots of big game talk.
We've definitely not taken it this long.
We've hunted big game before.
We're hunters. We're big game hunters.
Yep.
I
thought you turned your ringer off.
I did. It buzzed. It buzzed.
It was loud.
It buzzed.
It's a loud buzz.
Well,
it vibrated the microphone and everything.
I don't know. It's a text message. Okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah, 20 of them, dude.
20.
I didn't think we'd make it this far.
That's double digits.
It is double digits. So is 10.
Well,
11 though.
Well, now we've doubled.
I've got like a.
Now we've doubled.
It's like there's a hair inside my headphone.
Well, now we've doubled the double digits. That's quadruple digits we're into now.
Yeah, we're in episodes. We're the deuces.
Yep.
We're in the deuces. You get it?
I think so.
Like poop.
Okay.
Okay, so for this episode, we decided to go back to one of the more popular things we've done on the show.
Yeah,
we got a ton of
That's right. It was popular.
It was very popular.
It was very.
And go back, and if you'll recall, I don't know what episode number it was.
I can't remember.
When we did the 80s cartoon hero Dream Team. And we said, oh, we should do a villain one, too. Well, today we're doing the villain one, too.
We're doing the villain one.
Here's the rules once again. 5 team members. You try and actually build a team. They have to all be from different shows, from different cartoons from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get one vehicle. It also has to be from a different cartoon of the 80s. And you get a base. And that also has to be from a different cartoon of the 80s. You can't double up. You can't say, I'm going to have Castle Grayskull and He-Man.
Can't have both of them.
Can't have both.
It's tough.
That's the rules. And I personally, the last time around, also made it a rule that for, like, the vehicle, I couldn't do something that was also, like, a character. I chose Voltron, yes, but you need the pilots for Voltron. I didn't choose, like, say, Optimus Prime as a vehicle. Some other people did, and that's fine if you want to play by those rules. If you want to cheat.
Yeah.
If you want to cheat.
Cheater,
character
pumpkin
out of it,
eater.
That's fine, you cheat. But I'm sticking to those same rules here again.
It's good.
This one was tough.
This one was a lot harder than the last one.
It was harder. And are you going to say why you thought it was harder?
You say why you thought it was harder.
Here's why I thought it was harder.
See if I agree.
For heroes, you could pick a couple of leaders on a team,
mm-hmm.
and they'd still work together.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could have He-Man and Optimus Prime on the same team, and they could still work together. Or Matt Tracker and, say, Duke on the same team, and they could work together. Whereas in this one, I was trying to think of
you
it
never
as...
see Matt Tracker and Duke in the same place at the same time, though.
That's true, you don't. Unless you got that one figure that's still like that. Okay, so on this kind of thing, though, I was trying to think of it as, you know, it's tough to pick good villains that aren't the main bad guys. Because the main bad guys would not mesh well together. They'd all fight each other and...
You're probably going to get that. You know why it was hard for me?
Why is that?
Because it seems most villains are portrayed as really stupid.
That too.
And I'm trying to really put together a good
that
team.
Too.
I want to take out some good guys.
Most of them were pretty dumb and bumblers and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, Cobra Commander is not on my list.
No, he's not on mine either.
In the cartoon, he's quite the bumbler. He's great in the comic, but in the cartoon, he's... What are you doing there? Flipping some switches?
Yeah. Let's see.
What do you got there?
Does that do anything different? Does that do anything different?
I don't know. It makes a click noise.
Well, yours is pressed down and mine's not. Oh. So. Okay, so... Sorry.
All right. So, yeah, so there was that, too, trying to figure out people that were actually kind of a threat in the cartoon.
Yep.
And putting it together into a team that, actually could be a team. Like, yep. They could work together.
Yep.
That was tough.
It was tough.
It was tough this time.
It's real tough.
I'm not as happy with my team this time around.
No.
I'm still pretty happy. And at the it was like a clinch, or like a what is that? A moment of a clutch? A clutch moment?
I don't know.
What, I don't know what that means. What like
a clincher?
Like a real clincher. It was that, a real teeth mean? Clincher.
Oh, okay.
It came down to the wire on my vehicle. And at the very end, I got inspiration. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is the perfect vehicle.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, so is there anything? Is there anything before this you want to talk about? We had a winner.
We had a winner. Chad McNeely. Is that? I think that's his last name is said.
I know his name was Chad.
Chad, and he chose the Motuk figure, which was a Grizzlor. So now we still have the comic trade paperback picked by me, the movie picked by you, and I think that we're going to add in as the toy prize the new Walmart Avengers 6-inch line Hulk that's kind of tough to find, which I found one extra last night. So that'll now be the toy prize. So once we hit 300 fans on or 300 likes on Facebook.com/actionfeatures, we'll pick somebody at random and they'll have their pick of one of those three things.
Well, actually, this doesn't work for me. Well, we've got over 200 likes now.
Yeah.
And so we've reached a goal. Now I kind of want to downsize, I think.
Okay.
I really just want a small handful of listeners.
We have to start cutting them down.
So if start unliking if you can.
Once we get down to 100, we'll do it. we, Not
I,
really.
I'm really looking for like five guys. I want like maybe. I just want like five people to listen.
Take it back. Do 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 do. Take it back.
That was my original intent. I never wanted it to be this
you
big.
Never, 200 likes. It's 2 minutes.
It's famous. We're world big. Famous now.
It's crazy how many there are.
I can't deal with the paparazzi's at my house.
Yeah.
Constantly. Yeah. Say, oh, what are you having for breakfast? What? You know what I'm having for breakfast.
What are you having there? Oh,
I'll tell you on the
something
show.
You got in your armload of grocery trip.
Yeah.
See, that's a
reference to the show.
Episode 19. If you didn't hear episode 19, that's what it was about.
I'll tell you what I had. This morning for breakfast, I had a piece of banana nut bread and a bowl.
You had two pieces of banana nut bread today.
No, I didn't. I just one. There was two left.
I think you meant at home you had a piece of banana
nut bread. No. Okay. I had one here because inadvertently ran out of cereal.
Uh-huh. See, that you brought up something.
And oatmeal. I had oatmeal.
You brought up something.
Paparazzi, get off my back.
No. You brought up something that we talked about before we started the show. Today is going to be pretty much a snack-free episode.
Yeah.
Because we have none left.
Some people will be happy.
Some people will be happy.
Some people will be upset about it.
If you don't like the eating on the show, this episode's for you, because we have no food here, and we're starving. And it's going to be a horrible episode, because we're going to starve.
If you like it.
Yeah. Hey, do you like listening to podcasts where two dudes starve to death?
Hey. You like it when you know you're hurting somebody because they can't get any food?
Hey, do you like listening to guys who get malnourished?
Hey, you like hearing me waste away to nothing over here while I'm just lacking chips?
Hey, do you like hearing somebody's caloric intake really hit rock bottom? This episode's for you.
Hey, no, you got your jerks. You got exactly what you wanted.
All right, so what else? There was one other thing. We touched on this, I think, last one. It sounds like the deal for that Galactus and Silver Surfer thing from Marvel Studios did not go through, and it looks like Daredevil is going to go back to Marvel Studios.
Oh.
So Marvel Studios may have Daredevil as a film at some point. It also sounds like, from what Bob was telling me, that they also got Punisher back from Lionsgate.
Oh.
Because they didn't move on a Punisher movie. So
I thought they just said they were going to be done with the Punisher.
No, that was, I think that it was more Lionsgate, I think, that was done than Marvel Studios, because Marvel Studios didn't have it. So Disney's really, I think, now that Disney owns Marvel, they're getting really interested in getting these characters back home with Marvel Studios. So it sounds like they're going to get Daredevil back, and they're getting Punisher back. And I guess if they don't move forward on Fantastic Four in enough time, 20th Century Fox, they'll get that back eventually, too.
Hmm.
I think they could do some really cool things by like doing Daredevil and Punisher sort of in the same universe.
Yeah.
And maybe having characters like Kingpin,
little crossover,
just like they did with the Avengers and stuff. I don't think the Daredevil or Punisher work towards Avengers.
No, they're not a team. They're not team players, really.
But you could work like a street level crime fighting thing and have it all be one universe.
You really could.
There's no reason not to.
There was a Punisher Wolverine crossover. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. I'd be down with that. They have to get Wolverine back first.
Yeah.
A Daredevil Punisher thing. I mean, Kingpin is in both. He's a villain in both, so you could really work that out pretty well, I think.
Speaking of which, Expendables 2 comes out tomorrow, which, when you're listening, will be today.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this. I was going to write something. I didn't write anything, but the thing that I'm probably most excited about is Chuck Norris is in it, as you know.
It's pretty exciting.
I'm excited about it for a main reason. Chuck Norris has been slighted on his the last several films. You know, he did Walker, Texas Ranger, which was successful, but it's a little, it's cheesy. You know,
maybe I can.
Then he did Forest. He did Forest Warrior. He did a bunch of straight to.
Have we talked about Forest Warrior?
I don't know if we did. I think we might have.
We might have.
We'll post a link or something. Yeah. But he's done a bunch of straight to video DVDs that are produced by his brother and
The President's Man.
It's just not
President's Man too.
Oh, it's rough.
Oh,
it's just kind of hard to watch.
Chuck.
But he used to make good movies. The Octagon was awesome, and a Force of One, and The Missing in Actions.
Firewalker
was not bad in comparison with. that's a pretty bad movie, but
yeah,
it's not bad in comparison to
his other ones at that time, but not so bad in comparison to his newer ones.
Exactly, Invasion USA. So I'm just glad to see him back, like kind of getting the dues, because he was really doing that before Stallone was doing it. He was making action movies, and Stallone's the oldest one on the team besides him, so you know he's like the original, and I'm glad to see him getting just having something with a budget and where somebody can say, oh, we're not going to put you in a crazy wig, you're just going to wear a ball cap.
Just a ball cap.
You're going to look cool, you're going to have a ball cap.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows, you know, instead of just being like, hey Chuck, mind if we come to your backyard and film this movie tonight? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah. As long as my brother Aaron Norris is involved.
I had the theory there for a little bit that Chuck was getting free haircuts from his brother Aaron. I think it's
Aaron,
still...
my bangs are getting a little long.
I think it might still be true.
you mentioned writing something on the page. I did want to throw in real quick that I put up two reviews today over at ActionFeatures.net.
Oh, yes.
I put up the Hot Toys Christopher Reeve review, and I put up the Christopher Reeve Superman, and the Hot Toys Rescue Captain America. And those are the ones that Blaze and I do together, where we talk about the figure, and then I post a bunch of pictures. I'm going to try and get the ball rolling more on doing those for actionfeatures.net. Anything that's not a He-Man figure, because those go on.
We've got a Shadow. We've got a Shadow coming up.
Mike and I might actually do that review. I'm not sure Blaze will be so happy about that.
He might not.
Blaze might want to be in on that review.
Bring him along.
Maybe he'll do it too. Maybe it'll be three of us.
Bring him along.
Maybe the three of us will do the Shadow review.
The three of us will do it.
It gets here next Wednesday. Yeah.
We're going to film a review.
We're going to film it.
It's going to be crazy.
We're going to film a review.
For actionfeatures.net exclusive.
An actionfeatures.net exclusive.
Hey, that was good.
Hey, that was a pretty good voice.
I like that.
I liked it too.
I like it a lot.
That came out of nowhere.
I like that a lot.
All right.
All right. We're going to do this list?
Let's do it. Okay. You want
to love lists.
What did we do last time? We built up towards the leader, I think?
I think so.
Yeah, let's not do leader first. Let's do leader. What do you want to do? Base and vehicle first?
No. We did that last.
We did those last. Okay, so build up towards the leader and then base.
Yes.
And then vehicle, then base.
Yeah.
Okay, you can start.
All right. All right, I'm going to get this one out of the way. Tex Hex from Brave Star.
There we go. Creepy looking dude.
He's creepy looking. He's got a couple knives.
Yeah.
He's a quick draw. He's fast. You know, he's cowboy type.
Yeah.
He's cool. He does some, I think he's got some sort of magical, like he invokes some Indian magic or something.
Well, he would fall in line too, I think, under a leader.
Oh, yeah. He'd keep his trap shut. He just wants to ride and, you know.
He just wants to ride. He just wants to shoot things. Ride. Okay. I've got, see, we're not really classes of characters this time around, I don't think.
No, not as much.
For my sort of tech guy, but also like power, I've got Shockwave from Transformers, who was sort of a more intelligent Decepticon, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also, in the cartoon at least, he seemed pretty loyal to Megatron, at least from what I remember and from what I remember the show. So I think he would be loyal to a leader in this, and plus he can turn into a laser gun.
That's good.
Yeah.
A laser gun that others can hold.
That others can hold.
And shoot.
Yeah. So Shockwave, and this is, Megatron can't make my list because I don't want him as my leader.
Right.
And I wanted a Transformer on here, so Shockwave. I thought about Soundwave, but then I was like, well, is it cheating because he has the tapes? coming out of him, and those were more characters.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cheating, so I went with Shockwave.
All right.
I also, I'm sorry to keep
jumping. No, 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 no.
I also thought I was going to put Unicron on this list.
Unicorn, huh?
Unicorns. Yeah, I was going to put unicorns on my list.
Hmm.
But they're mythical creatures, right. So they don't count. I was going to put Unicron on my list. I was like, oh, I'm going to use Unicron as like my base or as one of my characters. But he is from the Transformers animated movie. And he gets destroyed in the movie, and he's pretty much just the head in the series. So I was like, well, it's kind of cheating if I use Unicron because he's in the movie.
We're doing from the series,
and not
yeah.
so much the series. Yeah. So that's why I eliminated Unicron, and I went with Shockwave.
Okay.
I tried to play it really fair.
You're being fair so far.
Yeah.
We'll see with the rest of your list how...
Yeah.
My next guy is Molecular from Silverhawks.
I have Molecular on my list as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
He shapeshifts.
Exactly. I put him on the list.
Changes into whatever. And as far as I remember, he's a cool guy.
It was down between him and Zartan, because, mm-hmm. Masters of Disguise.
I thought of Zartan when
I'm like,
yeah.
Molecular
can change into anything.
Yeah. I gotta go Molecular. That's so cool. I'm glad you put them on
I almost thought Zartan also.
Plus it frees up my G.I. Joe spot.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
That was the other thing.
That was part of... Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd love to have Zartan on there. I love Zartan. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But Molecular. Wow, that's great. We both have Molecular. So I guess you can go again since I also have Molecular.
Okay. I'll get this one out of the way. Pizzazz from Gem. I just had to fill that nasty lady spot.
Yeah.
The chick.
I didn't fill a nasty lady spot.
That's good. Because Bobby might get upset.
hey. Getting dirty.
Hey now. Hey.
I figured Molecular can change into a girl if I needed him to. If I needed a girl on the team, I'd say, hey, you know what? Molecular, turn into a girl.
He'd be upset about it. But
he'd be upset. But
he would do it.
Orders.
He would do it.
Yeah. So I don't have a girl spot, so I'm going to leave that off. For my big, strong character, the powerhouse of the team, I chose Juggernaut. And that could be either Juggernaut from Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, or from the X-Men Adventure, which had only one episode. Do you remember that, the X-Men Adventure?
No,
the
I don't.
Pride, or I'm sorry, not the X-Men Adventure, but the Pride of the X-Men with Kitty Pryde, that pilot.
Huh.
Was going to be a series and didn't get picked up.
Was that in the 80s?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? I've got it on DVD. It's so good. Wolverine has an Australian accent in it. I know you've seen this.
Maybe I have seen
it.
It's
got Pyro and Blob and Magneto and Toad. Kitty Pryde goes to join the X-Men.
I think I might have seen it.
It's got an incredible animation. It's really good.
Maybe I saw it.
So you can either use Juggernaut from that, or you can use Juggernaut from his appearance on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, if you don't consider the X-Men pilot to be really a series. But Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends was a series, and Juggernaut was on that.
Mm-hmm.
So Juggernaut is my powerhouse. And that's also a shout-out for Charles, because he loves Juggernaut. So
he loves that character.
Juggernaut makes my team.
Hey, Charles. Remember that time we shared a banana cream pie in a cup?
okay, yeah.
Based on a true story. Based on a true story.
That really happened.
But we weren't close. We were across the table.
It was,
We split it up.
Yeah.
Just for clarification.
You shared spoons.
No, we did not.
I thought you did.
Well, then
you did. Juggernaut, once he starts moving, you can't stop him.
That's true. He's a Juggernaut.
He's a Juggernaut. All right, so there you go.
Well, kind of along the same lines, this is going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Slag, the Dinobot.
Dinobots are not villains, really.
Yeah, they are. They're evil.
They're they're heroes, actually. They're Autobots.
What? No, they're Decepticons.
No,
I looked it up online today.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
The Dinobots are not Decepticons.
Is Slag a Dinobot?
Yeah, Slag is a Dinobot.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Is he evil?
No, he's not evil.
I think he is.
No, the Dinobots are good guys.
He looks evil.
Yeah, well, they got tricked once into thinking.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking
of.
We'll say yours is the deceived Slag.
Hold on. What about a Constructicon? Are they evil?
Constructicons are evil.
Which one of those can I have?
You could have Hook, Mixmaster.
Which one's a bulldozer?
Which one is the bulldozer? Bone Crusher? Is that Bone Crusher?
I want Bone Crusher.
I don't remember. I never remember the Constructicon names. I just remember Devastator.
I'm very disappointed by this.
I'm very disappointed that you put a Dinobot as a villain.
I thought it was good.
Everybody's going to hate you after this episode.
Yeah, they will.
We've lost every Transformers listener we had.
Well, I don't represent the Transformers side. That's why I thought James would be surprised. I looked this up. Decepticons.
You got deceived.
I was
that was from the Decepticon website.
That was the trick.
They're putting out propaganda.
Yeah.
Optimus, the evil Optimus Prime and his dastardly Dinobots.
I was fooled. Dang it.
You know what? Change it to that. Okay.
Forget about
a dinosaur. You want a dinosaur.
Oh,
right?
That was a joke. That was a joke that I just did.
It was
did.
A joke. He actually, he was talking about the dinosaurs.
Yep.
And he was talking about the Allosaurus guy. The evil Allosaurus dude from Dinosaurs. That's what you meant to say, right?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Golly.
Man. You ruined the entire segment.
I ruined the whole thing.
The whole thing. Slag's on this team going, what am I doing here?
Look, he got reprogrammed, okay? He got reprogrammed. By my leader.
That's fantastic. You really did your homework.
I did, but I... Listen, you can't trust everything that's on the internet.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, I've got a ninja on my team.
I know who it is.
Snake Eyes. The evil Snake Eyes. It's Storm Shadow, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. So if I can only have one G.I. Joe and I'm not going to take Zartan, of course it's Storm Shadow.
You know who else put Storm Shadow?
You did?
Nate.
Nate put... Nate, you've already seen Nate's list?
I did.
Oh, wow.
He texted it to me.
Before or after you made your
just
list?
Just before. After okay. After I made my list.
Okay, good. I don't want to... Okay, Storm Shadow, yeah.
Yeah.
He was great on the cartoon.
Yep.
He mostly fought Spirit and he lost, but still, he was still a ninja dude. And
Spirit's a bad guy, right?
Spirit is a good guy. Yep. I'm pretty sure. Unless he defected when the Dinobots changed
he did.
Sides,
he,
too.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. Alright, so yeah.
Great.
Go on. What other heroes do you... I mean, villains do you have?
Dang it.
On your...
My leader... My evil leader is Ming the Merciless. He's
nice.
A bad guy, right?
I'm pretty sure he's bad.
Pretty sure.
No, Ming the Merciful?
Ming the Merciful.
Ming the Merciful.
I'm not a Transformers fan.
I know you're not.
I'm not. I mean,
you've never been a Transformers fan.
I had never. Some as a kid, you know, but... Mm-hmm. Ming the Merciless. And this could be from either the Flash Gordon cartoon, which I believe ran into 1980... Or 81.
I think you might be right.
But
you're thinking Defenders of the Earth.
I'm thinking Defenders of the Earth, but Ming from the Flash Gordon cartoon was good too.
Well, I kind of felt like he was more of a leader in the Defenders of the Earth.
Yeah, he was was the main bad guy. He was
than he is in the Flash Gordon show. Okay, for my leader, I chose Miles Mayhem from Mask.
Nice.
And the reason I chose him, because, you know, he's still sort of a bumbler, but if you think about that show... He's like this main bad guy,
he
right?
He looks intelligent.
And in the little comics that came with the masks, the toys, he worked with Matt Tracker on all these masks and developing and stuff like that. And then he kind of stole all the designs and created Venom.
So cool.
All right? The like last season of the show, it changes over to a racing show where they go in races. You know, Miles Mayhem and his team, race team... And Matt Tracker and his race team, and they just kind of go different races, and they race each
it's
other.
It's a nicer way to solve their differences.
If you're this bad of a guy, that you can somehow turn it around, that you can go on races with the guy that's chasing you down and trying to, like, you know, you're a main villain, but you've got it to the point where you've tricked everybody into the point where you can just be, like, a race car guy and actually race races with the main good guy and him not just stop you and go, wait a second, you're a horrible bad guy, we shouldn't do this anymore. If he was able to do that... He's super intelligent.
He's good at what he does.
He's good at what he does. So Miles Mayhem gets it, and I think that he could get
it. He looks the part.
Yeah, plus he's got, you know, tons of technology and all that stuff. So he's my leader.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are we going to do vehicle or...
I think we do vehicle... Well, how about base first?
The base
first? Which one do you like better on your list?
I like my base first, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, it doesn't... Whatever you want to do first, you just say it.
I'm going to do the vehicle first, because you want to do vehicle.
Okay.
The Outlaw from Mask.
That's good. I was
it's
thinking
a
about
big,
that.
It's their big vehicle.
I was almost going to put that.
It turns into a sweet, you know, it's got all the weapons and stuff. Once again, trying to get all the guys. I want to have enough space for everybody to get on it.
You're going to like mine. You ready for it?
Let's see. Villain's vehicle. Is it the Thunder Tank?
It's not. No, I'm pretty sure those are...
I'm pretty sure they're bad guys. The Thundercats
I chose
are...
the USS flag from G.I. Joe. I went ahead and put G.I. Joe on her twice. No, for my vehicle, I chose the Technodrome from Turtles.
Oh.
Yeah. It's huge.
Wow, yeah.
It can fit everything in it.
Yes.
It's a ginormous, huge vehicle that has tons of capabilities.
I should have chosen.
It's got a giant eyeball on top of it.
It teleports between dimensions.
It's huge. It can do interdimensional. Whatever you want it to do.
I never thought of that as a vehicle, really, but
it's
is.
A vehicle.
It's got
tank
treads.
Tank treads on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my vehicle.
I should have chosen the cheapskate.
You should have chosen the cheapskate, yeah.
All of them are trying to ride on it.
They're taking turns. You got 5 more minutes and it's my turn. That's what Slag's saying.
Yes, that's what Slag's saying. Because Pizzazz didn't fill it back up with gas. Somebody's upset.
I'm pretty happy with both my vehicle choices, both the first one and this one.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. I like yours too. I almost chose yours.
What was my first vehicle choice? I think was a mask vehicle also. No, it wasn't because I had Boulder Hill.
No, yeah. I don't know what yours
I forget what it was.
What was yours?
Somebody who's listened to that episode recently,
I don't remember what it
write
was.
Us and let me know what it was.
Man.
I don't remember. All right.
Was it Rhino? It might have been Rhino. No, because you chose Boulder Hill.
Yeah, because
we both chose Boulder Hill.
It was a big vehicle. Anyway, okay, so my headquarters.
I think I know what this is going to be.
Do you?
Well, I don't know for sure.
Because I didn't have any...
You don't have any He-Man characters on here.
I don't.
Yeah.
But that was a close call. That was just you know, if Slag bumped a He-Man character.
Been Skeletor.
I wasn't going to have Skeletor because
he's
the leader.
Evil Lim.
I was going to
have Trapjaw, Beastman.
I was going to put Trapjaw,
yeah.
But I was sure that you were going to put Trapjaw.
I was going to put Trapjaw too, but I can't have
I thought about Beastman too.
I can't I have to my base spot.
As my muscle.
Yeah. I had
but
to
he
drop
was
Trapjaw.
Like kind of
yeah.
So I didn't do anything. The Terradrome.
From G.I. Joe,
from
yeah. G.I. Joe. I was tempted to get to do that as well.
Is mine.
I was tempted to do
and
that as
well. And that is mainly based on the toy.
Exactly.
Is my decision. But that is an awesome fort. It's an awesome headquarters.
Yeah.
That's my pick.
I was tempted to put a Terradrome on there as well. But I didn't because I wanted Storm Shadow.
So you got Snake Mountain.
So I did not have Snake Mountain.
Oh.
I have the Fright Zone. From the She-Ra cartoon.
Oh, where Hordak lives.
Yeah.
That's,
which is like technology. It's got torture things
right.
and energy.
That's awesome.
And all this different stuff.
Yes.
It's a really cool design. And I kind of group He-Man and She-Ra sort of together. You know? So I chose the Fright Zone.
That's awesome.
As my base for my bad guys.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I would have liked to had something with a little bit more... Organic. Because that's got some organic stuff mixed in, doesn't it? It's sort of in the mountain. It's sort of
it's in Etheria, so it's kind of off to the side. You're talking about the Fright Zone, more the Fright Zone playset.
That's what I'm thinking of.
The one in the cartoon is almost all technology. It's got these like weird kind of spidery spire things. It's really neat looking.
It's cool.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And there's tons of stuff going on inside of it.
Hordak. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good pick.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Hmm.
I'm pretty happy with this list. I'm not as happy as I was with my heroes list, but I'm still pretty happy with this list.
Hmm.
And I can't wait to see other people's lists, because I know, like, Brendan said he had a villains list ready to go.
Yeah.
And obviously Nate does. I think Charles will do it again.
There's so many.
Mike Lacey did it last time.
There's so many that, I guess I could post Nate's list. He sent it to me. I could
post it for him.
I'll post it for him.
Yeah. I want to see people post lots of lists again. I really like these lists.
I do too.
I like to see what other people come up with.
Because I inevitably see something and go, ah. Oh,
like, I wish I had done
I forgot
that.
About that.
Yeah. Joe had a good list.
Joe had a good list. I was going to put Claw from Inspector Gadget.
I was
going to
put Dr. Claw.
I
was too. And also I was going to put Lex Luthor from the Superman Ruby Spears cartoon.
He's on Nate's list also.
Financial guy. Oh, is he?
For the same thing. You guys both picked the same financiers.
Both times in a row.
Lists.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Maybe Nate and I should be better friends than what we are.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe he should just come in here and take over and all.
Probably not.
I'll do something else.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I've never met Nate or talked to him.
Well, next weekend, next week you'll have your opportunity, my friend.
That's true. Is Nate going to come on this?
Yeah.
He's going to be on the show?
Special guest next week.
Did I ruin the surprise?
I didn't decide whether or not I was going to tell, but now since you brought it up.
I brought it up.
I'm telling.
Well, they don't know Nate, so it's not like
No, they don't.
They were going to be surprised.
They will.
Oh my goodness, it's Nate!
Oh, but they will.
They're going to say that.
Yeah, they will.
This is going to be weird having three of us in here. I guess you guys will be cheek to cheek on your mic.
I'm going to bring an extra mic.
Well.
I think that's probably for the best.
Seems like one mic's plenty. So I'm talking about you right
now. Yeah, you're talking about me because my name.
Yeah. Oh, Jiminy.
Christmas.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. Are you sure Slag is a bad guy? He's a good guy.
Dude, look at the toy box. It says Autobot on the
I don't have the toy box.
All right. The Dinobots are good guys, man. Come on.
That's disappointing. How do Autobots get all the cool characters?
They don't. Soundwave?
Soundwave.
Unicron? Starscream? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Devastator?
Okay. So they got some good ones. The Constructicons?
That's Devastator.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well.
That's it.
I guess that's it. Well, that's still a pretty good show. What's the
length? It's a half hour.
Half hour, that's great.
That's great.
Let's stop here before they get bored.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This has been Mike and James with Action Features. Don't forget to give us a like.
Give us a like on the Facebook page. Also, give us a good review on iTunes.
Yeah, we're still sitting on that last one with the
I'm going to read it
that
again.
Bad one.
I'm going to read it again.
Read it out loud.
I'm going to read it out loud. Well, I'm really glad the one guy upgraded his grade from 2 stars to 5 stars.
That was the guy that said, would you stop eating?
Yeah, but then he changed his mind, which we appreciate. That was nice of him to change it. This last guy says we are annoying at times, gives us 2 stars, and says, why don't you eat dinner before podcasting? Stop singing. First of all, we explain the whole dinner thing.
You know what? You need to eat dinner before listening to the podcast.
Maybe you should start singing, and it'll make you a happier person.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't be such a grump.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So somebody leave us a positive 5-star review.
Just to be on the top.
Just to be on the top.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all. That's all we're asking for. That's not much.
Come on.
We're giving you free entertainment. I'm not asking anything in return but a 5-star review.
Come on.
And a membership fee.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for.
$10 a month. It's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Mike and James with Action.
Wait. One more thing.
Yeah, okay.
I took the kids to the museum.
Yeah, the Children's Museum.
Indianapolis Children's Museum. Which, if you're in the sort of the tri-state area, you should go to this place because it's awesome. They had a full-size bumblebee from the movie there.
Bumblebee tuna?
And he's a good guy.
Bumblebee tuna.
He's a good guy.
I haven't heard that.
And it says on the thing that it's an actual prop from the movie. Like, it says a lot of it's CGI, but this is an actual prop used in the movie. Indiana Jones' hat from Last Crusade's there. The whip's there.
The actual hat and whip.
The actual hat and whip, and the actual headpiece from the Staff of Ra on Marion's chain. And all that was amazing to see. And there's just a lot of cool exhibits for kids and for adults alike. There's a whole Hot Wheels thing where they take regular-sized Hot Wheels and they turn them into like full-size cars in there. It was really neat. But overall, it was just a great time. We surprised the kids with it, and we just had a blast. And I was telling my friend Nick about it afterwards, and I was saying, oh, you got to take your son there, his son Mahi, and I was like, you got to take him there. And he said, oh, well, it looks like you made the right choice. Scott Neitlich wanted you to give up the museum, and you did it anyway. And I'm like, oh, that's right, because when he was doing the whole thing about, we know these are expensive, folks.
Oh, yeah,
we know they're expensive. Maybe this is the year you give up going to the museum, and this is the year you give up on the movies or something to invest in Motuk. Because they're $25 or whatever it is. And Nick was saying, well, it looks like you made the right choice. You invested in the museum trip instead.
Give up on life experiences
like,
so you can have
you
these
know what?
Toys.
Exactly. I'm not going to get this time back with my kids when they're this young and stuff.
No.
And it was $50. So it was basically two Motuk figures. And as much as I love Motuk figures, I would have traded this day for 2 Motuk figures.
Heck
that's
no.
for sure.
Heck no.
So I wish he wouldn't have said something like that, where he says trade life experiences, basically, for these toys.
Silly.
That's kind of silly. Scott, I'm sorry. I didn't trade my museum trip. I took the museum trip.
So that he can keep his job, that he's not doing very well.
There you go. We're not going to get too far into that.
No.
We love Matty Rantz.
But yeah, it's...
Great time.
I want to go.
You should go, dude. It was a blast.
I want to go.
It was a blast.
I was there when I was younger.
Yeah, it's different now.
Oh, it's totally different.
It totally
now,
changed
yeah.
everything. Free parking. Free parking. They have a parking garage across the way, and it's free, and you get in. And then it's it was $17.50 per adult, $12.50 per kid. But during August, I think it was $5 off with each paying adult. So it was $25 per pair. Like I took in Lays and Bobby took in Keaton. Or might have been the other way around. I don't know. But for that kind of a day of an experience, that's a really good value.
Yeah.
When you're talking a movie ticket is $15 or something now.
Yeah, it's like
to be able to go and spend the day at this awesome museum was a blast. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right,
so that was it. Now we can get off.
Okay, now it's been Mike and James with Action Features. I don't know.
This episode's been brought to you by Life Experiences. Don't take them away from us, Mattel.
Action Features.